Whether patients can afford food, heat, clothing, or their medications has a big effect on their health. But asking patients about personal difficulties and looking for solutions is part of the training for very few doctors. One exception is at Boston Medical Center, where many of the city's low and moderate income residents go for care. It's beginning to teach residents to ask patients whether they have the means to get or stay healthy. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It's day two of orientation for new residents at Boston Medical Center. There's an additional workshop in the program this year, a short series of videos that highlight what BMC says is a problem in medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Toon. So what's bringing you to the ER today?
Just got this throbbing headache.
Have you tried anything medicine-wise to make the headache feel better?
No, says the patient, but he does have a prescription for a blood pressure medication.
How often would you say you take this medicine?
Whenever I can.
So how often is that?
Whenever I can.
Okay, fair enough.
The resident checks the patient's heart rate, breathing, and some other things, then excuses himself to consult with a senior emergency room doctor. The video screen goes black.
What was lacking? What was missing in that interaction?
Travis Manasco, a fourth-year resident who's leading this workshop, looks around a table of 14 new doctors in this stark white conference room. Josh Minsky noticed that the resident did not ask why the patient isn't taking his medicine as prescribed.
He really delved into the issue with the hypertensive meds, where he kind of, the patient seemed like he, you know, isn't taking it as it's prescribed. And he didn't really kind of delve in at all. He was like, why can't we get the meds in you on a normal schedule? What's the problem? Try to evaluate that a little bit.
I agree. Can we do the next video, please?
On screen, the senior physician listens to the resident's summary of his patient and has some questions.
Okay, all right. I was just wondering, why is his blood pressure out of control?
He's supposed to be taking amlodipine, and, look at his encounter history. No-show, canceled, no-show, no-show.
But why?
I don't know.
That's a response organizers of this workshop do not want to hear anymore. Turns out this patient says he often has to choose between paying for his medication and feeding his kids. He misses appointments when they conflict with work. But can doctors fix these problems even if they have the time, asks resident Katrina Seraldo.
It feels like we don't have the tools for that, even though we probably do at this hospital.
I think it's also like sort of unclear, or maybe there's a fuzzy line between things that we should be trying to tackle on our own and when we should ask for help.
That's Michelle Zhang, who's told never be afraid to ask for help. Boston Medical Center, the largest so-called safety net hospital in New England, has a food pantry, legal aid, housing assistance, and a dozen other programs outside the scope of traditional health care. But even here, would every supervising physician ask a resident to find out why a patient isn't taking their medicine?
Nope, not at all. But I think it won't be long before this thing will catch on.
Dr. Thea James is the emergency room physician you heard in the video. James created this workshop about what are known as social determinants of health. It's a recognition that where and how people live, their cultural or religious beliefs, their education and income, all of these things affect health. Most medical schools focus on the biology of health. Dr. Jeff Schneider, who oversees training programs at BMC, added this workshop to resident orientation to emphasize the need for a cultural shift among doctors.
As important as checking their blood pressure is probably trying to figure out why their blood pressure is poorly controlled. It's as important as anything else that you're going to do.
Boston Medical Center and other hospitals are trying to figure out if it makes sense to pay for medications or heat or food or housing, things patients need to stay healthy. James says that may be the only way to break a cycle of mind-numbing headaches, asthma attacks, chest pains, and all the related costs for patients and hospitals.
The patients will get a higher quality of care and have a greater opportunity to have a great life and to thrive, and the medical institutions will do better financially as well.
There are a few similar training programs for medical students and residents at hospitals around the country. A requirement that nursing schools teach students to assess social and cultural factors that affect a patient's health started in 2008. As many experts try to figure out why the U.S. spends more than any other country in the world on healthcare, but is far from having the best results, there's growing interest in looking outside the traditional medical toolbox. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.